In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So HBO is the latest entertainment company to get hacked. Its CEO confirmed Monday that certain proprietary information was recently stolen. HBO said it's working with law enforcement and cybersecurity firms to fix the breach. Let's get a little bit more. Joining us now on the line, calling in from San Francisco, is the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Tanya. How you doing?
Good, thanks. So what kind of stolen goods were leaked here? Are we talking shows, content? How extensive of a leak was this?
Well, there were some shows leaked, some episodes of Ballers, Insecure, and Room 104, HBO shows. To my heart, the most tragic leak was a description of the episode 4 of Game of Thrones, which is going to end. It's going to run on Sunday.
Ooh, I know that gets intense, and people do not want to hear about Game of Thrones until it airs.
I'm addicted to that show. Now, one thing I'll say is the description was dated 2016, April 2016. So it's possible something changed in between it being authored and the show airing. So maybe it's not a total spoiler. I'm not sure.
So is this, I understand HBO is working with law enforcement and cybersecurity experts. What's the latest? Have they been able to gather much yet about how this security breach went down?
You know, it's an ongoing investigation. It's quite normal for this to take some time before a determination is made. You know, at first we thought, given, you know, a few back in May, there were some episodes of Orange is the New Black that were leaked. Mm-hmm. And the motive behind that was extortion. There was a hacking group that was trying to get money from a small studio that had done post-production on the episodes. And so we thought maybe this was an extortion attempt. It's not clear that doesn't appear to be the case right now. But in terms of who did it and how exactly they got in, we're not sure.
Right, and you mentioned Netflix. You know, this isn't the first time hacking has preyed upon the entertainment industry. What kind of company is HBO in? Just to exemplify, these are major entertainment companies and enterprises that are targeted.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's actually more common than you'd think for shows to be leaked. But the shows are, you know, Hollywood works on this very diverse ecosystem of partners. So any one of those pieces of the food chain can be a source of a leak. So HBO itself, you know, we're not even 100% sure that they were the ones who were hacked for this leak. So it may be a partner, it may be an outsourcer. And so in that respect, they're like everyone else, right? They mm-hmm. they work with all these partners, and they have many potential places where this could happen.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan about the latest cyber attack hitting HBO. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thank you for joining us. So ransomware is, you know, the buzzword that we're hearing a lot in these cases. Is that the current it hack right now, and is that really what we can expect to see more on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the ransomware thing, it's... You know, people have been able to seize control of computers for a long time. And traditionally, the way they've made money is by either stealing your banking or credit card information and selling that, or selling the services of your hacked computer to a spammer. Ransomware as an idea has been around since the 80s. But in the last year, we've really just seen this emergence of this ecosystem that makes it very easy for even relatively unsophisticated hackers to make money by basically shaking you down for the ability to get your files. And they've been particularly successful going after smaller institutions where they actually, you know, they have the budget to pay the ransom, but they also have the incentive to just get their business back to operation by paying $300 or $10,000, or we've seen demands go up to $500,000, but I'm not sure that any small business would pay that.
Yeah, I don't think there are much stakes higher than Game of Thrones spoilers, though. So.
Well, and I would say that the lesson from all of this, back up your computer. Because if your computer is backed up and you get hit with a ransomware demand, you can just laugh it off and restore from your backups. If you don't have a backup, then you're really behind the eight ball.
Really important to remember. Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure, Tanya.
For more on Robert McMillan's coverage, head to wsj.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.